Hey y'all, come on down to NASCAR Car Wash. We have three convenient locations to serve you. 7601 Almerton Road, Largo, 8680 Park Boulevard, Seminole, and 7141 4th Street, North St. Petersburg. Zoom on in to NASCAR Car Wash, buy a single wash, and the next 30 days, unlimited washes for free. Or text CHECKERED to 55678 to sign up. That's 55678 to sign up. And check out our website to see all of our great offers. That's NASCARCarWashes.com. Faster than a NASCAR pit stop.
Hey, it's Jonathan Kay. Anyone who knows me knows I have a sweet tooth. I love cookies, pie, cupcakes, all of it. But I'm also very health conscious. I mean, I have to make sure my body's getting what it needs. But on those days when I need a sweet, I look for Heidi's Foods. Their handcrafted sweet and healthy snacks and desserts are made with organic ingredients. They also have keto, raw, vegan, paleo, and non-GMO foods as well. So you don't have to worry about ruining your diet just to indulge. You can find them at Carolyn's Kitchen on 421 Cleveland Street in Clearwater, or you can order them online at HeidiSFoods.com. And Heidi is spelled H-E-I-D-I. Heidi's Foods. There's nothing in the world like it.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein!
All right, another one in the books. You know, we have about, 20 people here for the show?
I'd say, yeah.
Because there's like five or six people outside.
You got a good showing.
Yeah, good showing. What do you think, Chuck?
Two thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Get the people. Now, he does mold work, right? You know how important that is? How many people don't even know they have mold?
You'd be surprised. Every house has mold. It just to be what's considered a level one condition is normal. You can't have zero mold. There'd be no life on the planet.
Is that throughout the whole United States, or is that more common in Florida because of the humidity?
It's more common in Florida because we're tropical and we have higher humidity. We have more water in the air, more grains per pound, and the air condition, believe it or not, is more for controlling humidity than comfort.
Right, so like I always thought like if you left on vacation, just turn everything off, but that's a mistake, right?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. Sun City, retirees, they don't like to run the AC when it's 90 outside. They're old. They like it warm. They run the AC too high. If the humidity is above 60%, that's the magic number. For a length of time, that's enough moisture to create enough vapor pressure for drywall and stuff like that to absorb it to try to balance out. And they can get a microbial problem without a water damage.
Wow. You know, you see him out there kidding around and stuff, being a kidster. But really, when it comes down to it, you're a professional.
I do expert witness litigation in this, yeah.
Yes, you could see where you're an expert.
I'm a certified triple master. There's less than 550 of us in the world. So, yeah. We do not just mold. We do all biohazard. We do crime scene. We do fire. We do water. We do cleaning of every type of textile you have. Odor decontamination from, like I said, dead bodies to urine, all of that. I founded this business in 1985.
It's been around for a while. It's your first rodeo. So you've seen some really crazy stuff then.
Yeah, I'm still hands-on.
Right. Do you have PTSD? What's that called? PTSD from any of the stuff?
Nah.
No?
We got PPE.
PPE.
Everybody's on PPE now.
I had a friend of mine. He was an ambulance driver, right? And he had going to all the, because where all the horrific accidents, mm-hmm. you know, and he said it did affect him. Like, he would wake up some of the night, like, saying, wow, I can't even, like, the you know, the crashes, I don't have to explain them. Horrific.
What I find ironic, believe
it
or not.
Do you go to the crime scenes like that?
Yeah, we go. A lot of times a body's been removed, or sometimes we go and a body's been there a month and the whole place stinks 100 feet away from the house. Not everybody can do it. Believe it or not, women are the best people to hire.
Why?
I think women do a much better job at cleaning, and maybe it's from having kids. They can handle the blood, the gore, and all that. A lot of guys will just start puking their guts out.
Right. You know? Could you do a job like that, Chuck?
I was an assistant funeral director for a while, but I didn't like going into the nursing homes and picking up the deceased bodies. It really impacted me immensely, so I probably couldn't, realistically.
Well, Chuck is the president of the Dunedin Country Club.
Good for Chuck.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. he, and generally, like, you know, you see a lot of successful people in your field, mm-hmm. the people that are in control of our county and stuff that protect us. You probably deal with a lot of high-end people.
Most of my clients are high-end, like I was just right. saying out there. I don't do a lot of marketing. First of all, we built our business through referral-based work networking.
Right.
And think about it. You don't send out a coupon to advertise water damage or
no.
fire or crime scene. Someone needs to know someone who needs to know you.
But you could send something out just saying mold.
Yeah, but the problem is with mold, we have to do a lot of educating. Like, the average person thinks, oh, my God, I got to kill the mold.
But I wouldn't know who to call. If you yeah. Let's just say you had a mold problem. Mm-hmm. Who would you call? Let's see if you can guess the name of his company or any mold company.
Yeah, I guess maybe Mold and Radiation.
Yeah. Actually, it's Accident American Cleaning and Disaster Restoration. We mm-hmm. do get a lot of calls from people that do research, and we do get a lot of referrals from indoor environmental professionals, companies that do the testing and the stuff like that. Because as a true master restorer, you got to know how to clean. You don't just rip and gut everything.
Right.
Okay. Years ago, when the Melinda Ballard case set off this whole mold thing, they tore down the block house, and you don't have to do that. You can clean studs and block, and a lot of times you can, if it's not too bad, like a carpet is synthetic, it can be clean. It can grow on the biofilm, but it's synthetic. And mold needs
I would just replace it myself.
It's a lot cool. of time it's settled spores.
I know, it's just I just would, if it was me.
Yeah, now let's say we had a sewage.
What percentage of people would say just replace the carpet?
You'd be amazed, because I have cleaned more carpet than I've replaced, because it was just settled spores and passed the clearance test.
Hmm.
Because, well, think of
what
this.
Would you do if you found you had mold in your carpet?
Well, I might do what he considered doing first, to give that a shot, because that cost variance is significant when you talk about replacing carpet.
I'll give you an analogy.
Okay.
My wife came up with. When you find mold in your Tupperware container in the refrigerator, do you throw the Tupperware away? You just throw the food out and clean it.
Yep.
Carpet's plastic. The backing is plastic. The adhesive is plastic. The filler is plastic. The Tupperware is plastic. The mold's growing on the food.
Okay.
So,
I like what he said too, the cost analysis too,
right.
is capital input versus return.
Now, if that carpet is so full of crud and because the mold's growing on the dirt and all that, and it didn't throw it away, but if it's really good condition, it's just settled spores, like we clean horizontal surfaces, we clean your countertop, we don't throw them away. But the drywall, yep. It's gone because it's growing on the paper, not the gypsum.
Yeah, it permeates
it. Good stuff here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like. Can I get a business card of yours?
Yep, we'll give you two. Lisa,
or a flyer or something?
Yeah, we have the business cards. We don't do
tell people how to get in contact with you.
You can go to accentamerican.com, or you can call 813-621-6015. We like to advertise when you really want it clean. Call 621-6015. Because the whole idea behind mold is, clean first, save what you can.
Right.
Some companies are going to go in and just tear your whole house.
Got it, right.
I'm working on one right now. They gave them a $9,000 bid to gut it, and they only had a humidity problem.
Right.
It's about $400 to correct it. So it just there's a lot of science involved. Sometimes we have to have a lab. If I see mold, or what we say it appears to be microbial, because we don't know what type of mold it is.
Would you be interested in doing like a whole show on this and taking callings?
Absolutely.
And I'll get with you on that. Would you be wanting to do something with that, or no? That's.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I know I have a personal situation happened 20 years ago at our house. We rented. We first moved here. And my wife's a good cleaner, but we discovered we moved our daughter's bed away from the wall, and from the top of the bed down to the baseboard, it was all black.
Probably a condensation issue.
Yep.
We get those a lot. One thing people need to understand, everybody's trying to tell you to kill mold. Mold's toxic when it's dead.
Mm-hmm.
When they do an air sample, they're testing for non-viable dead mold. Colony-forming units ain't really producing the mycotoxins. Think of it like a bunch of country boys around the dinner table. There's plenty of food and water. They're not going anywhere. But as soon as the food and water runs out, they're going to get up and start looking. That's when the mold produces spores. So like a dandelion. So let's get one thing clear, people. It's when the mold dies. It's non-viable now, but then when it runs into a situation where you get moisture and cellulose, water activity, it starts to produce colony-forming units. And it proliferates, and then at some point it's going to start to die, and then when it goes back to death, that's when it produces the mycotoxin. So that's what people need to know. Wow. And the UV light in your duct system doesn't kill mold. Bacteria, yes. But it's a tanning bed. It will take the color right out. Bleach does not kill mold. All right? You bleach out your wall, you may have 4 feet of mold behind it. It just removes the color. Okay, there's a lot of, and whatever you do, don't go buy that home mold test at Home Depot. You're going to get mold. It doesn't mean you have a problem. You put the little petri dish out and stuff falling in it, it's going to grow mold. That does me no good. It's totally useless.
It's all neat stuff. I got to go because we got a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I want to say thank you. It's very educational, and I like to devote a whole show just to mold.
We could do a lot on mold, believe me.
Okay, great. So thank you for being on the show, buddy.
You got it.
God bless you. So, Chuck, what you got going on, tell us what you got going on at the Dunedin Country Club.
Well, we've got poor weather conditions. It's sunny outside right now, but we are just saturated with water. We've had a significant amount of rain over the last several weeks, and unfortunately has caused a great delay in being able to play golf. We're hopeful that maybe tomorrow we'll be able to play a few holes of golf, but it may be what I call hopscotch golf. You may play two or three holes and have to hop over to another hole. Did a complete tour of the golf course this morning with Director of Golf John Falcone, taking a look from the golf course from tee to green and everything in between. So we're hopeful that we can get back out on the golf course soon, but we appreciate the support of the community and the club. Restaurant's still open, though. In fact, tomorrow night we're featuring our first Friday all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet. If you're interested, please give the club a call and make a reservation. We're filling up fast. Thank you very much.
Chuck, my favorite guy. Love Dunedin Country Club. It's iconic. Been here for a million years, and it's still gorgeous. They were absolutely swamped the last couple weeks, so they do, and they have great food at the clubhouse. I can contest to that after going to our events. So we're looking forward.
Thank you.
We have one in November, don't we?
Yeah, we have one in November. I think it's November 6th. It's Thursday night. We're tagging this as Give Thanks.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. And also today we have Emmerich back. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Fantastic.
All right.
Finally recovered.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Had to go through COVID.
Recovery's always good.
And how are you adjusting with coming down to Florida now? You starting to get your Florida legs?
Yeah, I'm starting to get, my body's still trying to get used to this warm weather, so it's going to take about a year. Yeah, because I haven't sweat so much in a lot of years, so, but it's good. I'm losing some weight.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing at my age.
So now I've talked to you several times.
Yep.
I love what you do. Please tell the listeners about what services you provide.
I provide an odor removal service. I've been doing this for 10 years. I specialize in removing odors, especially with realtors who have an odor issue, problems with their listing, that they're having a hard time, people look at it because of the odor people leave, also pet odors as well, tobacco, marijuana, vaping, musty sour smells, body odors, Any kind of smells I can get rid of. All my products are non-toxic and environmentally safe. I don't use ozone machines that are poisonous. So everything that I use is toxic, non-toxic, and environmentally safe. To do a house takes maybe an hour and a half to do.
Okay.
I like to do it in the morning time, empty. If you have, you know, I don't like to do people with furniture because, you know, it costs a lot more money. And if you're still going to live there, you're still going to have your habits.
Absolutely.
So also like to deal with apartment managers, condo managers, property management companies who have their properties got some odor issues when people move out. I come in, do my thing, and that solves the issue because renters and buyers alike smell before they see.
Oh, God, yes.
You know, they'll walk out, you know, all the time. So I'm here to, you know, to get rid of it so that way they can get the house sold, rent it out, anything as well. I even do Airbnbs as well. And I can come in the morning, and before your next guest checks in, it's all set and done, smells fresh and clean.
So no drying, no big drying time, no?
No, well, the chemical takes about, in a house, maybe 2 to 3 hours to dry with the AC on. And also, so, and then sometimes I might have to come back in and just wipe over counters from the second step that I have. So that's about it. It's pretty fast. It works. Other people have different methods. I have my own. I trust it. I've been doing it for 10 years, and I get great, great results, and people are happy.
Fantastic. And if they want to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
My office number is 727. It is 280-6173. My cell phone number is 727-336-8626. That's the best number to get a hold of me because I'm always mobile.
Now, also, you did tell me a story a couple weeks ago when we did talk about taking care of emergency situations. So tell us a little bit about your emergency services as well.
Yeah,
we
I do emergency. But I'm open 24/7. I had a woman that had three small children. Her husband was overseas working. The kid was vomiting over a place. He was sick, and she was just had a lot of anxiety issues trying to maintain with the two other kids. She didn't have time, so she called me up, and she goes, you know, I got a problem with my child puking all over a place into the furniture and stuff, and can you come over and get rid of it for me? So I absolutely went over there, helped her out, stayed for over about maybe an hour holding one of her babies while they're, you know, just helping her out in general, you know, so I didn't have nothing else planned that night. So, and then also in an auto dealership, I do a lot of automobile auto removals. Say a salesman's trying to close a sale at about 7 o'clock at night, and it's all contingent on getting removed the odor. They give me a call. I come in, get it done, and so I also provide it as well. I try to get, you know, these auto dealerships cars sold, so I provide that as well. Yeah.
So primarily on the used car side.
Yes, used car sides. Yep, I work with several big dealerships in the area. And so I get rid of all all their odor issues regarding tobacco, musty mildew, AC problems, you know, spilled, you know, a lot of spilled food, you know, so
wow.
I do that.
I work with a bunch of auto dealers as well. I do their health insurance and both new and used dealerships. And that is the smell of a car, let me tell you, that's huge.
In Florida, you know, with this weather, your car is like a big sauna. It just sucks up everything, and with the humidity and the pressure building in, it smells. Mm-hmm. So
now, is it a different? Let's say is it a different treatment for like leather or vinyl or does it work the same?
I have the same treatment I do houses. I use the same stuff.
Okay.
On occasion, I have a leather product. Because sometimes these leathers dies as they get older, mm-hmm. they smell from the heat and the sun. The sun is the worst enemy in a car, and I treat the leather and I clean it on worst case scenarios with leather. So I do treat the leather mm-hmm. with a different product for just to bring out the luster and clean it as well. But I spray the headliner, the front and rear carpets, all the seating, trunk, everything. Then I come back with my dry chemical fogger, mm-hmm. fog the whole thing, let it dissipate, wipe it off, I'm done.
Wow.
And it takes about an hour to do a car.
Okay. That's fantastic. Now, people could also have their cars done. You would travel to their house if they wanted their car?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
I do that as well. Yep. I have people call me up that, hey, I got, you know, they're trying to sell a car. It stinks. Okay. Can you come over? I come over. The only thing I require is an electrical outlet. That's all I need. And so.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I'm an athlete, so I also coach my son's youth sports. And if you smelled my SUV back in the day, it smelled like a dirty locker room.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we could have used
socks.
You.
I know. My mom went through that with me in my sports. So
what'd you play?
I played football, basketball, Tennis.
Nice.
Everything. I played everything in high school.
Fantastic.
Yep. So
now you're also insured as well.
Yeah, I'm insured, licensed, registered state. Yeah, so I'm insured in Pinellas County, licensed in Pinellas County. So I'm all legit. I'm not a chuck in a truck who just drives around trying to get a job.
Yeah.
I do this for a living. It's
absolutely
a full-time job. And so that's what I do.
And again, once again, how can they get in touch with you?
727-280-6173 and also 727-336-8626.
And now can you give me a quick story of the worst house you had to clean and what how'd you resolve that situation?
I did a house for a realtor friend of mine who was buying it as an investment. It was a tweaker house. It had human feces, dog feces, it had a lot of drug paraphernalia around, used needles. It was a meth house.
Okay.
So basically, I went in there. It was the first time I ever had to wear a hazmat suit.
Oh, wow.
It was that bad, just to protect myself. Mm-hmm. And it took me 4 treatments to get the guy, the rehab, and the rehab guys in there so they can start working to get that much of a smell out.
Ooh.
But that, and you know, because they had to gut it out completely.
Yeah.
So that was the worst I ever seen. I have pictures and a video of it that I had to take because nobody would believe it.
Oh, wow.
It was, this whole bedroom was just filled with human feces and also dogs. The bathtub was filled with urine and human feces. Yeah, that was the worst I ever seen in my entire life. And, so that was a really, really rough one. And but they gutted the house out. They had an air inspection by the city to make sure all the meth was out.
Okay.
And then they, once that passed, they just continued. They rebuilt the inside, and the house was beautiful after they got done with it. You wouldn't even know before and after, you know, that great. So that was my worst one.
Well, especially in Florida with the humidity in here, when you bring in smells in your house, tend to soak in and linger a lot longer.
They do. And I tell people, like, if you go on vacation for a couple of weeks, you lock the house up, you come home, they go, Jesus, house smells.
It smells like must or
I
something
tell them,
like that.
That's how your house smells every single day, because you're nose blind. Everybody gets adjusted to smell. So, so that's how your house smells every single day, but everybody's nose blind. Doesn't matter who you are. So, yep.
That is true, because you know, there's a saying, you know, it's amazing what people can live with once they get used to it.
True, yeah, yep.
You know, because I have dogs. And,
me too.
And I wash them, you know, every week. But it's really funny is, the other day, and I watched my great Dane, and the other day I'm washing her, and she's sitting there, I'm going, wow, you stink.
Yep.
And she's an indoor dog, and I'm going,
yep,
babe, we need to do a full clean house here.
Yeah, they do. All pets have odors. It doesn't matter what kind.
So that's a good treatment as well.
Yep, I do. I do a lot of pet removal stains, and also I even treat their couches as well. And pet urine stains. Cats are the worst, especially if you don't get them neutered or spayed, because they start spraying, and they spray high. They don't spray low. They spray high. And I do a lot of cat urine odor removal, more so in dogs. Dogs are easy compared to cats, because the cat urine is ammonia based,
yes,
and it stinks. And the more you breathe it, the more unhealthy it is for you, because it affects your nose, throat, and lungs. People don't realize that. You know, the longer you keep it fermenting and you're not doing anything about it, it affects you. You know, it also can affect your health.
Well, don't say anything nasty about my cat, because she'll come over and bite you.
No, I'm an animal lover. It doesn't matter what it is.
But now, let's say you do have someone like me who's an animal lover who, you know, my wife and I mean, we have to every, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, not just normal cleaning. You got a full clean. Can someone get you, let's say, on a retainer, you know, like every other
sure.
month or something?
I have a
like
maintenance
that?
Program.
Okay.
Okay. You know, if they want me to come in once a month or every other couple months, uh-huh, I do that. And it's also cheaper on the long end for them. You know, so
you'll set a plan together, you know, someone like us, hey, we got 4 pets, you know, 3 dogs and a cat, and if you could come in, let's say, you know, every other month, and you'll do a program for us based on what we're, okay.
Yeah, I do that as well, especially with multiple pet owners. You know, you got dogs, cats, or I know people that have chickens, and I even did a house that person had 3 monkeys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Those nasty animals.
They stink.
Nasty animals.
They stink. Yep, they poop on shelves and everywhere. They don't care.
I did a fundraiser with the monkey farm here off of Alt 19 a few years back, and they're cool. I still think they're awesome. I mean, I'll play with any animal, but they were. Yeah. Woo.
They stink.
How about ferrets? My niece had a ferret, and I thought that thing was nasty.
Out in Colorado, I did a few ferrets. A lot of kids have ferrets as pets. You know. Ever since that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, The Kindergarten, Cop, that kicked off a lot of ferrets for kids. So, yeah, I've done that. They're not that bad, a little bit. They're a little more cleaner, but I've done a few for them as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. I was just about to ask you.
Great job.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it.
I made the mistake last night. You get out the odor, right?
Yes, I do.
There's a guy here that I was telling him about you out there. Mm-hmm. He wants to talk to you, the mold guy.
Oh, yeah. I met with him at a business expo a couple of weeks ago, and we ended up talking. He's a good guy. He knows his stuff. He's a great mold guy.
Right, but he wanted to talk to you that he could have work with you. Like,
that's fine. I'm happy to do that.
And I was surprised like when he said that. And I was like, he's in there interviewing on the radio right now. Mm-hmm. But like, I got his business card.
Okay.
And I got his wife's. She wants me to call her, and then they want to like talk to you about maybe networking.
Sure. Yep. I work with a lot of local contractors who have issues. That? That'd be great.
It's amazing. I'm just like, man. Yep. Oh, by the way, would you be interested in working with this guy? And he says, yeah.
Yep.
And I was just like, great.
Yeah, I met with him a couple of weeks ago, and we had a really good conversation and discussion of what he does and what I do. So
you guys can mix, man.
We can mix, man. Well, yeah, we both work out, so we got a good thing going.
Everything about you two connect, right? It's like the universe connected you.
Yeah, hopefully, yep.
Okay, so everything went good with the interview?
Absolutely.
Okay, so this young lady is going to get on to speak to her. As a matter of fact, you want to show what a small world it is? For this company here, what do you do?
We nonprofit, mental health counseling, housing.
Right, so the mental health housing... Guess who did the mold, taking the mold out of there?
See?
And guess how much he charged them?
I have no idea.
Nothing.
Nothing? Good.
So what is the odds of these people showing up?
Okay.
He's like, I know them.
Yeah. One thing, too, is my company, I give veterans discounts 365 days a year. I just don't do it for the holidays. So they pointed out that as well.
Wow. So isn't that neat? Like all these connections?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know think? I'm Mr. Charities and Foundations and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Forget it. And a good person.
Too. Some days. Some days.
So anyhow, talk to her. We can only give you like 3 minutes.
Okay.
And then, no, stay. You can stay.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay. Get on.
Okay.
And then Anthony's going to interview you.
My man. Good afternoon.
Hi. Thank you.
So I'm Anthony. This is Emmerich, and you are?
Hi, I'm Gwen Green from Tampa Crossroads.
Fantastic. And tell us a little bit about what you do. I heard a little bit, but fill us in.
Yeah, we do a lot of different things. We are a nonprofit. We do mental health counseling, substance abuse counseling, housing for families who are experiencing homelessness. We have a specialty program for veterans who are homeless.
Okay.
And then we have an employment program as well.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually doing a fundraiser for another veterans program in November, actually at the country club with my buddy Chuck.
Okay.
So we have one coming up. So now how'd you get involved with that?
With Tampa Crossroads?
Yep.
I came to Tampa Crossroads as an intern when I was in graduate school.
Okay.
And I never left. And they kept offering me new jobs, and I kept accepting them. And now I'm our CEO.
Oh, fantastic. Now, if someone wanted to work with you guys, donate, how would they get in touch with you guys?
Thank you so much for asking. We accept all sorts of donations. We accept, goods for the people that we're putting into housing. We, of course, accept dollars. Mm-hmm. We accept volunteers. On our website, tampacrossroads.com/donate. We have a form that you can fill out for volunteering. We have a way to donate to us straight through the website.
Oh my, that's fantastic. Now, and what's the website?
www.tampacrossroads.com.
Fantastic. And how about a phone number?
813-238-8557.
So that's fantastic. So I will say I'm a big proponent of rehab programs for substance abuse. It's quite prevalent, and especially what I do. You know, I do health insurance and business. Whether it's I see in large corporations all the way down, and I think, you know, there's a lot of people that can't get the help that they need, and they are. I've lost several teammates, friends, family members. It knows no race, religion, or anything, and a lot of people just didn't know where to go or didn't think that, you know, they couldn't afford it. I mean, most in-state rehab is about $6,000 a week.
Yeah, our services, most people don't pay anything because of the grants that we have. Okay. The maximum, if someone was absolutely not eligible for anything, it would be $3,000 a month. But we try our best to make sure that it's always funded.
Okay.
And, you know, the big thing about Tampa Crossroads, all of our program with substance abuse, mental health, housing, everything is, you know, as you were mentioning, people don't realize they need stuff until it's crisis, and then they can't think straight and they don't know where to go. We're really trying really, really hard to get people to find us sooner so we can help them before it gets to be a crisis.
And we just, I mean, we've went through one the last year, and I can tell you, I mean, from agents to people, you know, a lot of people that were, you know, say normal and just went through a tough time, you know, may have lost their job, and, you know, and I think people in our society tend to, you know, it's kind of like the rob Peter and pay Paul, till instead of trying to see what it's available now, and then now you're on the 11th hour, you're losing your place, and now I need help, and there's just not enough, I say, you know, publications or, and a lot of people don't know where to go or what to do or what's, you know, out there. I mean, hate to say, you see the news the other day, I guess there's $46 billion of rental assistance that no one can get their hands on, and that's a tragedy. You know, but things like this, and, you know, especially the state of Florida, let's be honest, we do have substance abuse problems. That's absolutely fantastic. Now, jobs. You guys also help people with job placement?
We do. All of our programs have employment built in because, you know, you can't be sustainable without a job, right? So everything that we do, we have work built in, but we have a program specifically dedicated to employment.
I think that's the biggest part of anything, having a reason to get out of bed in the morning, because I can tell you myself, if I'm not busy doing something, I can find trouble. I can find it quick.
Right. Well, and you know, and all the free services that we offer, well, you know, the reality is it will end sometime. Yes. If you don't know how to get a job to keep it going on your own, it's not going to be sustainable.
And it also makes you, you know, feel better as a person, helps you step out, helps you be self-sustainable. You know, that's absolutely confidence. Awesome. So one more time, how can they get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, Tampa Crossroads, www.tampacrossroads.com. Our phone number is 813-238-8557. And can I really quick mention, we have a golf tournament coming up October 17th. It is at MacDill Air Force Base.
Yes.
So we are trying really hard to get golfers right now to sign up for our tournament.
Do you have any information for me?
I will give you something, yeah.
Absolutely. Don't give me an excuse to go golfing.
No, please, come join us.
We absolutely love it. So thank you. And one more time?
Tampa Crossroads. My name is Gwen Green from Tampa Crossroads, www.tampacrossroads.com.
Thank you, Gwen. Pleasure having you.
Thank you so much.
Wow. These young men are going to come in. I'm just going to introduce them. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we have a full house here today, huh?
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. Sit right there.
Why not?
Okay. Anyhow, going to get the young man on the radio.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
So when are you guys going to be open?
We should be open in about 18 days or so. A little soft opening, then a big grand opening, October 18th.
18 days. You couldn't say 2 weeks. You couldn't say 3 weeks.
Got to be precise about it.
Okay. I'm going to make a bet with you.
Let's bet.
Here he goes.
I love betting.
$200 bet. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
It's the 18 is the over and under.
Mm.
Okay? I'm going to let you pick, but I'm going to go with the over. I bet you won't be open in 18 days. $200.
Ooh. How about this? I'm going to go right 18 days.
If you get 18 exactly, I double pay you $400.
All right, perfect.
So what's 18 days from now?
The 20th.
The
20th?
September.
Well, actually, it'll be the day of the radio show.
Well, actually, the 21st. Today's the 3rd, right?
Today's the 2nd.
Ah, okay.
So if you open up on the 20th, you get paid double.
I love it.
I'm in.
Man,
listen, you guys call me because
I'm calling a complaint into the city.
Sure he pays,
I'm calling a mold complaint. No, I wouldn't do that.
I know you would.
But okay, so is that a bet, Shake?
Yeah,
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So 200 after, you do it exactly on the 20th, you're clear to open, you get paid 400.
Perfect. A little extra motivation to get there. I love it.
Right. Or actually, I can even do it where I do an ad for you, too, in the magazine. Yeah. We can put it toward an advertising, yeah, so we both don't. We, you know what I'm saying?
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win, right. Smart cat. What do you think about that, Anthony?
I withdraw my opinion.
And if we are under, we give you gift cards. 200 bucks in gift cards.
Oh, $200
worth of subs.
Yeah, $200 worth of subs. It's a win-win. They,
oh, wow. I didn't like that part. I was looking for cash.
I was looking for cash, too.
My name is Brian Cash.
Wait, no. That you got him at his own game, because he's like, oh, yeah, I'll give you $200 cash. But he says, wait a minute, we can apply it towards advertising. Yeah. You came right back with, hey, we'll give you $200 worth of product. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I love it when someone goes.
So my friend, he had a baby, and the one who won was Christy. So we did a thing where what the baby was. It was going to be, and she got it exactly right, so she got paid double. We do that with babies when they're being born, you know, and it's a little fun, especially if a guest says, oh, my daughter's having a baby, or we're having a baby. And we did it twice last year, and it's kind of fun to have. And whoever, if you go over, you don't win. It's like Price is Right. So that's where that came from. I'll tell you what, anybody wants to get in on this too. You want to get in on it? You know, what do you think, Anthony? You know, do I have your permission to do that? The Gateway Sub Shop.
Gamble.
The Gateway Gamble.
So we forgot, real quick.
Be willing to put the key in, because that's how you open the gate.
Mm-hmm. So real quick, and we forgot to say, where are you guys located?
We're located just off of Central Ave in St. Petersburg.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Third Ave and 31st Street.
That's what I was about to get you.
There you go.
Third Ave North.
You ever have someone say, oh, where are you? I'm on US 19, right? I'm like, where are you? Then they force you to say where. You know, where are you? Oh, I'm passing books out. Like someone will say that to me when I'm on US 19. And then it just forces me to say where. Why can't you just say I'm at Curlew and US 19?
Because I get you to ask another question.
Right.
Keep the conversation flowing.
There was a movie, you ever watched something that's on Netflix with the gang? I forget the name of the gang. But the guy wanted to be the leader of the gang, but he kept asking questions. And this smart lady, like that's the old lady that's smart, like she's been in the gang for a long time, but she's an older woman, and everybody respects her. And she finally just said, you know, you're asking too many questions, you don't know the answers, and you want to be the leader? And then he said back to her, what? And then she said back to him, that's another question. It was a really good scene that I remember, you know. So anyhow, what makes you guys different than Subway?
So we have these big artisan hoagies that are high quality. The meat, the bread, it's all there. I'll tell you my favorite. It's called the Bricer. It's chicken tender on the bottom, buffalo chicken tender, or buffalo salad on top of that. Buffalo chicken salad, crushed jalapeno chips, banana peppers, loaded up, running through the garden. Unbelievable. Big, thick hoagie. Get a nice cup of coffee from us. We got really good vegan milkshake. So we got some pretty good options there.
Don't forget, they do brew their own coffee over there. Mm-hmm. You got your machine. Yep. I'm going to drive out there just to try that at least once. Yep. I will promise
cold,
you that.
Cold brew and drip.
Yeah.
It takes 18 minutes to do 18 pounds. We'll give you a whole session on it. You can take home a little bag with
your own
personal roasted coffee for you, Anthony.
So. There you go. I
like your permission on this, too. I was just thinking, like you said, I'll drive down. Can we do a networking group event there?
Yeah.
You know Definitely. What I'm saying? Where it's coffee, the sandwiches, mm-hmm. and all that. And we'll try to, like, generally when we do network, the last networking event we did, we had 63 people show up.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. I have some very good networking in St. Pete.
In St. Pete? Yep, so you want to do that?
I have, absolutely.
Let's commit to that.
Yep, yeah. I was on the board.
So we'll, and then people, all we'll ask people to do is buy something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like, we won't ask them for money, but, like, can you please buy something at the Gateway?
I can help you with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're making a commitment to do that for you guys.
We appreciate that.
And then we promote it too. Yeah. So like that promotes the name and the address. Mm-hmm. At the same time we actually Alex.
Oh. Hey, Alex said see ya.
Oh wait. Anyhow, go ahead, interview him. I gotta say goodbye to Alex.
Okay. And you wanna send the
He just brought his grandson in. His grandson had something happen and now here he is. So he's really the most spiritual, nicest man that I ever met. And
oh, that's fantastic.
And he like adopted his 7.5-year-old grandson. He raised 5 kids of his own already.
Do you know I adopted both my children?
Wow. Yeah. It's good. And then like I tell adopted kids, you know, you're more special because we chose you, yeah. Right? Like you are special because anybody can have a kid. But this is what you say to them. You're chosen. So you mean more to me because we were able to pick you out. And it just makes them feel good because they feel abandoned, right? So you got to do the opposite of that. Right?
Turn it around.
Turn it around like, hey, you were chosen. And there's a big future ahead for you. Like give them, pump them up. So that's what he's done. You know, after already doing his deal, raising his own 5 kids, now he just adopted his grandson. And he's there for him. Okay? So now when in school something happened, you know, whatever happened, he was there. Because he was going to help you host the show today.
Oh, nice.
But he called me up and he says, look, I got to go get my grandson. I said, fine. Right? That's what life's about is family. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, blood's thicker than water, so to speak. Right? And then with you guys, show me your friends. What's the next line?
I'll show you your future.
I'll tell you your future. Or show. Right? Because it's important. Who you hang out with, right, is important.
Yeah,
right?
you're a product of your environment.
Right. So if you're hanging out with crack addicts, mm-hmm. Right?
Easy now. Whoa.
No, it's true.
Maybe you're helping them.
But no, there's a good chance you're a crack addict.
Yeah. Good chance.
And this is how you look at kids. What happens if you hang out in a barbershop?
You'll get your haircut.
Sooner or later, you're going to get a haircut.
Okay. No? First of all.
What?
Wrong.
What?
My family owned hair salons since 1967, and there was plenty of old men in Florida that would come sit and hang out at the barbershop and wouldn't get a haircut at all. They just came there for the conversation and didn't have anything else to do.
No, I get that, but sooner or later, if they keep hanging out there, they're going to get a haircut sooner or later.
Okay, we'll go. Okay. Hey, the guy with the suit?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I didn't see you last time your boys were here. They really got me excited. So is he the other roommate?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So tell me how you got involved with him.
So I went to Florida State, and in my fraternity, I ran a little breakfast cafe.
Ah, what fraternity?
Phi Delta.
Okay.
Phi Delta Theta. We got kicked off. We had a good run. It happens.
We won't hold it against you.
No, no. It wasn't my fault, if anybody asked.
I was a Pike.
Oh, there you go. Florida State?
No. I played soccer at USF.
Oh, nice. Cool. Local. Hell yeah. So when Grant proposed the opportunity to come over, start a sub shop in St. Petersburg, Florida, I said, I'm in. I turned it down at first. I had other plans.
Uh-huh.
They fell through, luckily. And
fantastic.
Now I'm here. Yeah.
I love your guys' story, by the way, because I was your prototypical jock, and I went to your prototypical job right after being a jock. So, you know, broke my back. Professional career's over. What do? Go be a stockbroker and, you know. Realized I was miserable, so it took me a lot longer to find, you know, my happiness, which the wife and I now do now. So how do you guys divvy up who does what? Like, how'd you guys work that out?
So we got Brandon and Henry. They're running the show with the subs. They're the ones making the sandwiches, connecting with the meat suppliers. Mm-hmm. Grant, he's handling the coffee. He did a little apprenticeship for the last 7 months.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, probably told you about
that. I like him. I don't know about you yet.
And then I'm handling our frozen banana vegan-based milkshakes alongside with juice, fresh squeezed juice, salads. So we all do our own parts.
He's winning me, by the way.
We all do our own parts, and it comes together very nicely.
So now with your smoothies and stuff like that, mm-hmm. Are we using fresh fruit or frozen?
Fresh, then we freeze them.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a frozen banana in a smoothie?
Okay, so I try to keep my bananas out of my smoothies, but I usually, my smoothie daily consists of vegan protein,
nice.
Blackberries, blueberries, raspberries,
okay.
Chia seeds, spinach, super greens, beets, nice. And that's my morning shake.
You really load that up in there. Nice, nice. Ours is a little simpler, but the frozen banana gives it this texture. It's uh-huh. It's like a milkshake.
Okay.
We use almond milk, frozen blueberries that we freeze.
Like the almond milk.
Yeah.
It does go way better. It's less harsh than having regular whole milk in them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then throw a little bit of almond butter in there.
Oh, nice.
A date, too.
There you go.
Oh, the dates are unbelievable in there because it gives us this little chunk. It's like it's kind of like a brownie almost, but like a healthy brownie. So.
No, actually, that's, you know, when you're talking about, you know, smoothies and stuff, and not knocking any smoothie place, because I've been to all of them, and, you know, there's been times that I put vodka in my smoothie, too, but we won't talk about that. The more you're using the fruits, the actual real fruits inside there that don't have the added sugars, A, the glycemic level's way lower, B, the antioxidants, the nutrients, and, you know, here's the thing, if I'm going out to get, and I'm going to get a smoothie, I want a quality smoothie. I don't mind spending $5, $6, $7 if I can see what's, you know, okay, this is legit, not someone giving me like one scoop of whey powder. They got, you know, syrup and things like that.
Fruit that's been frozen for months.
Yeah. What's your favorite smoothie?
So the one I just described to you is amazing. Just banana, blueberry, date, almond butter, almond milk. So good. Maybe if you're feeling a little frisky, put a little cinnamon in there too. Okay. But Grant, he came up with this one espresso shake.
So we take an espresso concentrate that we do with our cold brew.
Okay.
And then we freeze them into cubes, and we put those cubes into like a banana base with chocolate protein, date, cinnamon, and everything else. Blend it all together, and you get your good morning, like, wake-up call.
That is a serious nice good morning wake-up call. That is nice.
So you get your dosage of caffeine in the morning, and you also get, like, a healthy boost. And the nice part about what we're trying to do with this, the vegan shakes in particular, like, everything has a story. You know, I went vegan for 2 months because I'm a diabetic, and I noticed that my insulin sensitivity was way better on a vegan diet than a meat-eating diet and whatnot. And I got a lot of benefits from it, and that's really where the smoothie love came from. And we're trying to create a system that the sandwiches help subsidize the vegan shakes and the coffee and stuff like that, so that we're able to offer a high-quality, good product, but all the overhead isn't relying just on that product.
Fantastic.
So that we're able to, like, just give a good product to a customer and do it at, you know, a $6 price point rather than a $10 to $11 to $12 price point.
That's fantastic. Now, we all know that natural fruit is on what? Below 65 on the glycemic scale. It does not spike your insulin. Mm-hmm. So diabetics, it's much better for them to eat fruit. And if you do have all your vegetables and fruits below that level, you will not have those spikes in insulin. It's a tragedy. We in the United States, you know, just don't educate people young enough. Some people genetic, but, you know, you got people that have no idea. They're just, oh, yeah, I eat fried foods all the time, you know, drinking six pitchers of beer a day. And they wonder, and you know, doctors just put them on pills instead of teaching them about exercise and what's out there. So I love what you guys are doing. Yeah. And where are you guys located one more time?
3rd Ave North and 31st Street, St. Petersburg.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. Now, what besides the two subs that we already know, any other subs that we know, that we need to check out?
We'll go ahead and keep it a surprise for now.
Okay. All right. So, surprise. And we're opening on the 18th?
Well, no, now the 20th. Now we have a bet to be open on the 20th.
So we're going
and I do,
20th.
There's some things that need to come together with the city and everything. So this is actually going to be a fantastic 18 days of wheeling and dealing, because I hate to lose. I hate losing more than I like winning.
I understand that.
So I'm excited to make it on the exact date just to, you know, spite Brian, or not Sprite, but, you know, just to win the bet.
Open early, like a 5:30 a.m. type deal?
We're going to do a 7 o'clock open.
Okay.
And we're going to do coffee in the morning and, like, sourdough toasted breads with an avocado spread, so a little bit different feel.
Nice.
Not a full-on sandwich, so that we can keep the amount of employees we have in the morning a little bit less.
Uh-huh.
We're also going to have local baked goods on display so that we can heat those up and whatnot in the morning real quick.
Awesome. Guys, Gateway Subs, love it. I think I was supposed to... Can you grab that gentleman right there for me? One of you guys?
Appreciate it so much. Always a pleasure.
I don't know, man. I think he's got me more with the smoothies going on, but I'm going to come have some fun with you guys.
You're going to love the coffee smoothie mix. You know, it's the best of both worlds for you.
And you know I'm an espresso guy, so...
Come on, thank you.
Great seeing you guys.
Great seeing you. Wait, don't go yet.
I know you need to talk to me.
You're not stupid.
You ready? Sit down. Alex, oh my God.
No, Alex.
Anyhow, Alex, come on over here. Rice, come on and you interview this young man here. He's a finance man. So let's see what you can do about financing. You want to get on too?
Yeah.
Okay. Let you get on.
Can you let Alex sit here?
Yeah, sure. There you go.
Yeah, you sit.
Okay. Wow. So tell us, like, what you guys, like, what you do, like, what your deal is, how you help people. I know you're educated. He's educated. I mean, if you notice that, we had a lot of educated people here tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, and do you have something set up for, can you get something set up with SpongeBob? The song that they introduced it to? I know.
Like SpongeBob SquarePants.
It'll be like our intro song, huh?
You only got a few minutes, so, sir, what is your name and what company are you with?
Hi, yeah, my name is Mike Paskus.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
I'm Alex, and this is my 7-year-old son, Tony.
I'll go.
Hey, what was your name?
My name is Tony.
Tony, how you meet you?
So all right. What do you do for a living there, young man?
Man, what do I do? So, actually, I've been working in marketing for... years. And
okay. Good field.
Recently, over the past, like I said, 5 years, exclusively with digital marketing. So basically having everything to do with promoting a business online, right? So everything from website development, social media management. There's a lot of different components and aspects to that. And depending on I also work exclusively with small businesses. So... whatever their particular needs, wants, and goals might be at that particular time, I find a way to put together an effective strategy in order to help them either grow their business or create brand awareness, things like that. What I'm actually here to talk about today specifically is my business partner and I are starting a brand new venture off of an old idea, right? So. Essentially, what we've created is a company called Heroes Wallet. Okay, what Heroes Wallet is an online directory. All right, which again, I know already. Okay, old news, right? That's going to consist of exclusively small businesses. Okay, so I want to keep it that way. It will only be small businesses because I believe that those are the people that need the help the most. Right. But what's special about Heroes Wallet is it's going to cater to what we call local heroes, okay? Now, I myself am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps.
Thanks for your service.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, really? Thanks.
Thank you. I'm also a former firefighter. So,
you're not old enough to have done all this. Come on, man. What did you do? Start when you were 12?
I'm
okay, this is...
I'm a bit older than I look, but thank you. I appreciate that. Cops and firefighters and military, they're pretty used to being able to walk into a store, place, restaurant, whatever the case is, and say, hey, do you offer some sort of discount? Because a lot of them do, or it'll be up on the window. But our other two categories of heroes are not used to that. They don't either think they deserve it or they don't consider themselves heroes. And I think that they're mostly... as big as heroes as the other groups, which are going to be teachers and nurses. So what we've done is we've created a website. We're creating an app. It's going to be 100% free for these guys. And the businesses will be showcased on the website. They're going to have an individual profile. You're doing – it's a twofold process, right? One part is helping out the local heroes by offering them a discount, some sort of incentive. And the other part is the businesses – can showcase that they truly care about the community. And either way, the money stays within the community.
So how do people get a hold of you?
Right now, the best way to get a hold of me is either you can give me a direct call at 813-480-4803.
Okay, do that again, but do it slower.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. It'd be 813-480-4803.
So if you want to help out the local heroes, give our man a call. Do the number one more time.
It's going to be 813-480-4803 or email me at michael@heroeswallet.com.
Okay, Michael, we didn't get you on very long. Is it all right if we get you back next week or the week after?
I'm happy to be here anytime.
Are you ready, kids?
Okay, well, if you're listening to WTAM Radio here in Clearwater, Florida, and the Brian Cash Claus coupon book, and we'd like to thank everybody for listening.
Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.